I'm Walt Lindelaw with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently had a chance to sit down with John Bracey. He's the executive director of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. We talked about the role of arts and cultural programming and the creative economy in the health of the overall economy of the state and how that can be measured and quantified. Here's more on that topic with John Bracey.
I went to Ironwood, and at the meeting of arts and cultural organizations were folks from their chamber, their mayor, all came in to say, this is what's happening in our downtown, and it's really working, and we want to expand and do more. They started, of course, the historic theater is there, the Ironwood Theater, and if you haven't been there, you need to go there just to see the building. The Barton organ, the restored Barton organ, is probably the best example of a restored organ in the state, even better than the one that they have in the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, in my opinion. Then they started next door. There was an old building. They started something called the Downtown Art Place. It's a group of studios. Artists are working there. They're selling some of their work there. And they also have classes there. They have some pottery classes in their basement with a kiln that we helped them buy through the grant program. And all of a sudden, you're seeing in that area the city making plans to expand it because people are coming downtown. There's a couple new restaurants there. They have new brewery that grew up down there. It's because they're creating this critical mass of people coming back to downtown Ironwood because of the arts. It's something to do.
How do we quantify that? How do we work as a community to say it's here in the UP that brings people and makes them also want to stay there, maybe set up shop and work and live there as well? How do we convince the people that are naysayers about arts and cultural programming that it is worth it?
It's really complex. Of course, you collect the data, and we can help with that. My agency collects just a ton of data. And I can say things like, I know, because our organizations report so, that this is a field that employs over 15,000 full-time employees. They create about 2,000 new jobs every single year. They employ through 1099, those private contract workers. There are more than 52,000 contracts in the state of Michigan contracting with private artists. This isn't a small sector.
Right.
The other thing that they need to understand is it's also businesses that they're thinking about. Okay, so nonprofit, which so often gets a sort of a bad reputation, I suppose, because it's considered a frill or a charity. Nonprofit is a tax status. It's a mission choice. It's not a business model. These arts and cultural organizations are small, medium, and large businesses. And you're telling me you don't want to support businesses? Of course you want to support businesses.
Right.
And these should be included. And the good thing about these businesses is they're rooted in community. I don't think you've ever heard of an arts and cultural organization threaten a city government, a county government, or a state government. If you don't fund us, we're going to move to another state. It's not who they are. These organizations are rooted in community. They're trying to make their one square mile of the universe a better place, and that's also worthy of some funding. Now, the last thing that I would say is all you have to do is talk to those other businesses and services around those organizations versus using a bunch of data, because I have a ton of it, but sometimes you can drown in numbers. One of the things in our grant applications that we get from people are letters of support.
Sure.
And I always remember this letter of support I got a number of years ago from a restaurant in a town named Everett. Everett's sort of in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the Lower Peninsula, right? The city actually applies to us for a series of concerts they do called the Everett Musicale. So I got this letter from this restaurant owner in Everett who was very frank. He said, I might go to one of these concerts a year. You know, it's not really my thing. They don't bring in really the people that I really like and everything. But please support this grant, because 3 hours before and 3 hours after every concert, my restaurant is full and I absolutely need them.
You know, for those groups that, you know, people that might be listening that are involved in a group here locally, I mean, we've got all kinds of smaller and medium-sized groups that are formed and have a history right now in our local communities in the Marquette County area that might be looking to find more information about what your agency can do, or maybe they want to get into a grant application cycle or whatever it may take. What's the best way to find out more?
Sure. Well, online, of course. Mm-hmm. You can always call me, and you can find our phone number and contact information on our website. If you just Googled MCACA, mm-hmm. it will pop up. I don't mean to brag, but I have the absolute best staff of employees in all of state government. And depending on what your need is, I promise you they will do everything in their power to make your organization successful.
That's John Bracey, Executive Director of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.